Are you preparing for a birthday party to which you might not be invited to? Are you helping people out of your bounds and expect them to do the same to you? But wait, are you helping the right people?
Hello and welcome to 5 P's in a Pod. This show will pique your interest and spark your curiosity on themes ranging from corporate hacks, life experiences to wellness and growth. So today, as we celebrate the 77th year of independence, let's look within, step ahead towards our emotional freedom. Think about it. Imagine yourself walking into the corridor, hearing a familiar giggle. You smiled, you stepped ahead, and you walked into the room, like you used to. What did you find? Same person, same giggle, recreating same memories, but with different people. You smile and you say, "Hey, I guess I entered the wrong room." How did you feel? Lonely? Deceived? FOMO? Or did you feel that you were not the chosen one? Why you were not part of them? Did you feel uninvited or not worthy enough? In college, we often feel these emotions, where we lose out on self-confidence or find ourselves holding on to someone even when we know that we are the only one making efforts.
A study conducted in 2009 called The Social Connectedness of Loneliness explores the perceived discrepancy between the one's desired and actual levels of social connection. The gap between the two is the major cause of FOMO, anxiety, as well as loss of self-confidence. Now that you are in your room, introspecting all the instances you have shared with them till now, do you feel that you help them very much or prioritize them more than you should have? At times, we are left with these dilemmas, thinking how much should we help them and are they really the right people to help? Now that you have confronted reality, it's time that you take a call for yourself. It's time you understand that you don't have to please everyone and make them stay. Every person has a choice. Everyone has their own rationale to select the people they choose. If they don't choose you, don't chase them. Find your own tribe.
It doesn't mean that you are not worthy of love and belonging. It just means that you need to find that person who appreciates you for who you are. The person who chooses you and not the person who you have to chase.
And prioritize yourself. Take some time for yourself. Do things that make you happy. Spend time with people who make you feel good. Take care of your physical and mental health.
Embrace your own company. Be confident to be with you. You are enough. You don't need anyone else to validate you.
Take charge of your life. No one else is going to do it for you. So take some control, make decisions that are best for you, set boundaries with people who don't respect you.
It's not easy, but it's worth it. Prioritize yourself. Embrace your own company. It is the best way to find happiness and fulfillment in life. So don't be afraid to take a stand for yourself. You deserve it.
And simple works magic here. Read a book.
Sing in shower.
Go for a walk,
listen to your favorite music,
meditate or do yoga,
spend time with pets or plants,
do something creative such as painting, writing or dancing,
volunteer your time to a cause you care about,
spend time with positive people who make you feel good about yourself.
So by taking care of yourself and doing things that make you happy, you will start to feel more confident and self-assured. You will be more likely to attract the right person in your life and you will be happier and more fulfilled overall.
Hence, you are tired of feeling stressed, anxious and depressed.
You know that you need to find your way back to the emotional freedom, but it's not easy. It takes time and effort.
But it's a journey that is worth taking. When you're emotionally free, you are more likely to be happy, healthy and fulfilled.
That is it for today. 5 P's in a Pod wishes you a very happy Independence Day. Stay tuned with 5 P's in a Pod.